Hey, this is Fran. You're listening to the Enziguri's Marks of the Roundtable. New episodes every Raw and SmackDown pay-per-view on iTunes and SoundCloud.com.
I love you too much. You know, you have no mothers.
Mothers?
Mothers! You have no mothers!
Huevos?
Welcome to the Enziguri's Marks of the Roundtable. Tonight, we go over WWE Backlash 2018.
This is D.B. Richards.
D.R.S.
Keener.
James.
Hey, Stack Hastings.
Mike the Greek.
Oh, Mike the Greek.
Wow.
He went the Greek way.
He's actually way talking today.
All Greek.
All Greek.
All,
Greek.
All, the time. All time.
So, the card tonight. We're going to have Rick Riott in New Jersey.
At the Prudential Center.
Yes, to see if he gets anything going on, what's going on out there.
We should be here from him in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, let's start talking about the pay-per-view. First match?
Seth Rollins versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship match.
Okay, we know when The Miz is on SmackDown, Rollins is on Raw. So, title's not going to change hands. Mm-hmm. So, I'm putting Seth Rollins winning this match.
I don't think you're really going to get much argument out of this thing.
No.
No.
It's just,
but it also, it could happen because, is Randy Orton on Raw?
No.
No.
No, okay. So then that would be different.
Yeah, if it was something like that, I might go, okay, right. Yeah.
That's why I asked the question.
Or if The Miz does win, he'll go back to Raw. But there's no point for him to go back to Raw.
And we're all waiting for that match between him and Daniel Bryan.
That's going to be hold because Big Cat.
That's SummerSlam.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to wait for a bigger market for that match.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Waiting.
But I think Miz is not going to win, but he's going to show up in the Daniel Bryan versus Kaz match.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to Seth Rollins. Please, let's talk about what you think is going to happen tonight. James?
Well, Rollins is going to retain the title.
Okay.
So I'm picking him to win.
Okay.
Do you think we're going to have a showing of the Miz Rush?
Maybe, because they are in town.
Mm-hmm.
They could come out. Could they just go broken instead?
They could hit that direction.
You know, they could turn. Mm-hmm.
But I really hated the idea that they broke them up, because I thought they were good with the Miz.
I did too.
And like, if you saw the ride-along with him and the thing, they enjoyed doing all that stuff when Miz was doing Marine 6. So
yeah. Well, they went with Elias then, so.
Speaking of ride-alongs, anybody that thinks that Alexa Bliss and Braun are not getting it on is out of their minds.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
Because if you've seen that one, then there's a lot of
and the mixed
with
match
the way
challenge
they were talking?
Too.
Oh, yeah.
And the mixed match challenge. There's enough right there to put it out there, even though it was, okay, on screen. But really, let's take some of that on
let's
screen.
Get, let's get back
on track. All right, we're sidetracking here.
Seth Rollins or Miz?
Rollins.
Rollins.
Okay, why?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You know why?
Reason why, because Miz is on SmackDown, the title's not going to change. That's my whole reasoning.
So that's everybody's good.
There really is not much to discuss about.
No, really, no, that's why I didn't have an argument here.
I can't see a title change and a brand change.
Okay.
No. So, not this too soon after the shakeup.
Yeah. Too soon after the shakeup.
We could have Finn Balor come out and ruin the match.
Very likely.
Yes.
Because he's not on the card tonight.
No.
So,
it's very likely.
So we got a lot of
Balor
up in the air here. Miz could win by DQ.
But Balor's what, Raw?
Yes.
Or count out. With Finn Balor trying to mess with
Raw. And then do what, Balor Reigns in the next one?
Mm. Dude, that's what I'm feeling. I think it's going to be...
As long as they pull Reigns off the main card nonsense, I'm fine with that.
Balor
Rollins. I know what you meant.
Yes. What's the next pay-per-view?
Extreme Rules, I think.
Is this Extreme Rules?
June.
We just need to look that up. Somebody look that up, please.
Could be Extreme Rules or Money in the Bank. One of the
So, what's the next match?
Money in the Bank already have.
It'll be Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe.
Okay. I don't think they're going to push Joe right now. I think it's going to be...
Argument here, sorry.
Roman Reigns is going to be
argue.
There.
I argue.
Hold on. Let me finish what I'm talking about. I think Roman Reigns is going to win just because he's going to be the better Samoan because that's what they want. Joe is going to go on SmackDown. He's going to do his thing on SmackDown, but he's going to be the boss on there.
Joe is one of the few heels that can come out white hot and still get a pop out of the crowd. I think it's going to be Joe only because he just came back from the injury and the recent altercations that they've been having back and forth. I really think it's going to slant in Joe's favor because nobody likes Reigns as it is. If they're still looking to push a Lesnar match and have him take the title from Lesnar, what's it going to make a difference if he loses or win?
Mm-hmm.
Get Samoa over. Let him get a little bit of the heat right now. And then have it come back to potentially Reigns taking the title from Lesnar later. He has nothing to lose right now.
So I'm going to go with Roman. You're going with Joe.
I'm going
so
with Joe on this one.
What are you going with?
I'm going with Joe because
I'm going with Joe.
Because Reigns has not beaten Joe yet.
Okay.
Every match they've had, Joe has always come out on
but
top.
Now Roman could win because you just said that. So let's go.
From working with Samoa Joe and seeing how he is up close and wrapped the stuff with him, and a part of my French thing is going to like curse me. Samoa Joe is a legitimate fucking badass.
Damn straight.
Legitimately.
Oh, dude, I know.
Dude, I was there the night.
Joe was bad.
I was there the night he broke Carino's jaw.
It was a good match.
Thank you. ROH, go look it up. ROH, Steve Carino. He had Carino in the corner, came in with that kick, broke Carino's jaw. That kick was legitimately bad.
Don't get mad when Roman does win tonight, because that's where WWE's
that's your opinion. But I think Joe's push is coming. Joe's push is coming for that Intercontinental title.
Okay. He's on SmackDown, so...
Or, I'm sorry, Joe's push for the U.S. title then, because I feel a big title coming in the future.
I'm going with Joe because he's going over. If Roman gets buried, it don't matter because he needs to get buried even more right now. The way how he is going over, you have to push this man. And his confrontation with AJ basically was saying, hey, I'm coming after the title next. Basically stating, okay, hey, after I get done kicking Roman's ass, I'm coming after your ass, AJ. It's basically saying, hey, I'm going for your title. Which it wouldn't shock me somewhere down the road you see Samoa Joe as the WWE champ.
We'll discuss that later, but I think there's going to be a title change tonight to knock him off.
Okay.
We'll wait till we get there.
Mike the Greek.
I picked Joe.
You picked Joe? Why?
Because I think maybe he can put Roman's out for a while. Maybe change up his gimmick and everything.
Dude, they've been doing Roman Reigns this long. They're not changing up his gimmick. This is too long already. He is the guy they're going to put over. He's going to be the John Cena of the future. So, nah, I don't think they're going to change his gimmick.
I actually got another thing I was just thinking about. This is one of two matches that actually has where they smack down in a Raw superstar. So if you give Rollins the win in that one, by giving Joe the win in this one, that means the two brands actually split those matches.
But then
I didn't think of that argument. I think you even brought that up.
What's the other match?
But you know what, though? They've done so much
Seth
crazy
Rollins
shit.
Seth Rollins
is
Raw versus SmackDown.
Right. It doesn't
Reigns
matter
Raw,
anymore.
Joe is SmackDown.
Right.
And they're the only two matches tonight that are cross
Raw
versus SmackDown.
There's no more brand equality where they have to keep it even between the two.
That's
but
true.
Remember, tonight is a co-branded
pay-per-view.
All WWE pay-per-views
right.
are co-branded.
No.
But this is the
tonight
first
is the start
of the co-branded,
pay-per-views.
Yes.
But nobody cares, really. We're going to see one good match so far. Joe match, no, because I'm not a big Roman Reigns fan.
Joe can make it fire, though. Joe can make anybody look good.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
I've seen him do it.
So have
I've seen him in some of the ROH matches where they pitted him against some jobbers and made the jobber look good.
Okay, what's the next
match? The Raw Women's match, Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss.
Bliss.
Okay.
And I will give my argument why.
Go ahead.
Because the whole anti-bullying... Let's take this from you who have never watched WWE before. Take it from that view. Alexa and Nia, and you look at the way saying Alexa is the victim, which we all know she's not. But take from somebody who is not watched WWE before, looking at that, saying, oh, looking at Nia and looking at Alexa, compare, oh, Nia's the bully, Alexa's the victim in all this. But WWE's done some stupid shit so much.
But they're making it the other way around. They're making it like Alexa is the bully.
No, I mean, Alexa's the victim. That's how they're doing.
They're
making
Alexa
the victim.
The bully while she's acting like she's the victim.
Yes.
Right.
And on that topic, I'd like to say, I understand the direction they're trying to go with the moments of bliss,
yeah,
they need to fucking stop.
Yeah, they do. But I'm just saying, my argument is the WWE has done some stupid shit, and I say this is one of those stupid things. It's going to be Alexa winning the title.
That's okay. The reason why. Okay. Right now, I think Nia Jax is going to win because this feud will go on till SummerSlam, and that's where I think
it's going to be a big match at SummerSlam between
Alexa Bliss is going to win the title at SummerSlam. Not right now. You want to push Nia Jax as the big name.
It's too raw right now for Tenaya for the build-up to lose the title already.
Yeah.
Now, right. Bliss could win by DQ, count-out, something of that nature. Yeah, but as far as a title change happening, I don't see in this situation a title change occurring.
No. So, I'm going with Nia Jax. I'm betting you're going with Nia Jax, too.
Yes, I'm going with Nia Jax simply for the fact that I think they're trying to keep her hot. They're trying to keep her current, relevant. But I wouldn't be surprised if Bliss won by a DQ or something of that nature.
Yeah,
that
Mickey James gets involved or something like that.
Yes.
Before we move on, I just want to say one thing before we do. Happy birthday, James.
And who do you want to win that match?
So, James, go ahead.
Oh, I'm going with Nia to win that match.
You going with Nia?
Yes.
Why?
Has there been anybody that actually picked Bliss?
I did.
Yes.
He picked Bliss.
I just admitted why I told him.
He's not the only one. There is others.
Because I gave my reason.
I know you said, I meant anybody else.
Oh, okay.
There is at least one other person that did besides him, yeah.
I know I went with Nia.
I might change one of my answers, so.
I went with Nia. I know that.
Oh, Mike, who are you going with?
Nia Jax.
So you're the only one?
Yes.
Out of the group.
Yeah. Out of the group. Yeah. Out of the immediate people that are here right now, you're the only one that went with Alexa Bliss.
Yes.
So I'm going to stop this, take a little break, because I want to talk about, because I left the other day on Insigori because I wasn't feeling good. And I wanted to say sorry about that I had to leave. No, I'm talking.
Okay.
I just wanted to put it on here. That, sorry, my allergies were messing up.
You weren't feeling good. It's not your fault.
It happens, dude. No.
But I would like to talk about that podcast you guys were, the Dropkick
one you were promoting.
What's it called? The
Double Dropkick Show.
Double Dropkick Show. Dude, I enjoyed listening to that, but I had to disagree because I love Dean Malenko. I thought Dean Malenko was the man in WCW. I thought because his gimmick was supposed to be dry anyway, I thought he was excellent playing that part because you had Jericho.
That's why it was called the Iceman.
Yeah.
Yes.
He showed no emotion.
It's just opinions because...
But that's my opinion. I'm putting it out there. I hope
because Mark didn't agree with Heath when he said it, so... I mean,
yeah, because when Jericho was the top face, and he was going he wasn't face.
I mean, I saw
Jericho was a heel, and he was so over as the comedy relief out of the group. Because if you look at Lance Storm, he's another one that's dry.
Who's back in WWE?
Oh, is he now?
Office.
Oh, that's awesome. Near
Office. I thought he'd be a trainer.
But, no, Office.
But I would like them when they hear this episode. I hope they hear that, and that's what I think.
I mean, can I interject on that about Malenko? I saw Malenko put on some of the greatest matches I've ever seen with him and Eddie.
Technical wrestler.
Yes.
Oh, great technical.
Him and Eddie put on some. Him and Eddie put on some of the greatest matches I've ever seen. Between him and Eddie, him and Ray, him and Psychosis, any of those luchador type matches were great with Malenko in them.
To me, the only other two people that came even close, technical wise, that had the technical ability was Steamboat and Macho Man.
Mania 3.
Yes.
That Mania 3 is, to me, the best match of the entire night. Can-Am was also a good match, but to me, everybody's, Hawk and Andre.
No.
That was a trash match. Yes. It happened several times before.
Right. And nobody realized it until you watched the movie.
To get into the business, I think you should be watching Savage versus Steamboat.
Oh, yeah.
That's the match. If you want to show anybody the reason why you enjoy wrestling,
that's the reason why.
That's what you should show them. Great technical match.
An all match
between that
or Thunder Liger and Hayabusa in Japan in 92.
What about Bret Hart versus Perfect at SummerSlam 91? Perfect was hurt.
That was still a good match.
Brett carried him beautifully.
Right.
Yes.
Flair Steamboat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those two had great chemistry together.
Rob Van Dam, right. Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, RVD, Jerry Lynn, ECW.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this. I know it's a big guy versus Brett. Bam Bam Bigelow. He was so athletic. It was amazing.
For his, for being a nearly 400-pound man, for what he could do for being nearly 400 pounds, was a standout amazing.
Oh, yes.
Is Rick Wright going to be calling us yet?
Rick Wright was supposed to call us at 5:10 or 5:15.
Yeah, if you want to call him and get him
from the Prudential Center, our man on the scene.
If we need to pause this for a second, we can pause it. Mysterious.
Maybe parking a car.
Mysterio was amazing when he was in WCW.
Oh, Mysterio and Eddie were good matches.
Oh, dude, don't forget Chava.
Chava was phenomenal.
Yeah, so.
Oh my gosh, dude, I love cruiserweight wrestling. And a lot of people do not like
that's why
the
I love
small
watching Lucha Underground. Because it's a lot of that old style of that Lucha wrestling that isn't in wrestling anymore nowadays, which is a travesty. That's why it's so nice for us to be able to go to the HOH shows and be able to see somebody like Super Crazy show up.
Right.
Voicemail.
Yes. But like when somebody told me about Lucha Underground, I watched one episode. I loved it. It felt like you were watching a soap opera.
Yeah, wrestling soap opera.
And like you're like, oh my gosh, is he going to push him down a step? Is he going to push him down a step? Is he going to push him down?
Yo.
That's a Fred episode. Sorry.
Yeah, call on DB's line.
So.
Yeah, call on DB's line. All right. All right, later.
Oh, you could have put him on your phone.
Just as easy. Sorry. So we got our man on the scene. Get ready to call in.
So, hold on a minute. We got Ricky Wright on the line.
Who is live with us.
Hello, Mark the Roundtable. How are you guys today?
Doing great, my friend.
Doing great. Now, Rick Wright is live with us tonight from the scene of Backlash at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey.
That is very true. Yes, I am down here live at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. People are just starting to line up to go wait for tonight's Backlash pay-per-view event.
So
what a stack card we have tonight as well. We have a pre-show kicking off against Bailey, and of course my personal favorite, Ruby Riott of the Riott Squad. So we're looking forward to that. I'll be right down on the floor and push us from the ring to make sure everybody out there viewing, keep an eye out for me on the Riott Squad shirt. And it should be a good time. We've got a very stacked card. We've got, of course, we got Nakamura and AJ Styles Part 3 tonight. That should be good. That's going to be our main event.
So I got a question. I saw you talking to wrestlers out there. How was it?
I did, yes. I got down there early today. I brought my buddy Bill with me. And he drove us down like an earlier. I ended up meeting Paige again for the second time and also ran into Bobby Lashley. He's set for tag team action tonight with Braun Strowman against KO and Sami Zayn. Bobby's a very, very nice individual. Shook hands and took pictures with everybody out there waiting.
That is awesome.
Now, how does the crowd out there, how is the diversity and everything else looking while you're there in line?
Everybody's so nice. Everybody's down to earth. It's a very nice crowd tonight. It's packed. Everybody's wearing a little bit of everything. Everybody's supporting their favorite superstars, whether it's, I know there's a lot of John Cena. We got a Kenny Omega shirt right there. How's it going, buddy? Of course, you got, me and my Riott Squad shirt, and we have a lot of Shinsuke Nakamura fans here tonight as well. I'm seeing a lot of red.
So there's a lot of ball shots out there.
Yeah. Nut shots happening.
Oh, God.
That's true. I'm sure we're going to see a Kinnat shot tonight right before Kinshasa.
Kinshasa is what they're calling
it. The event we have tonight, it should be a great time.
Any questions?
What's everything back in the 610 area? How's everything at home? You guys getting ready?
We're doing good. We're getting ready. We're getting ready to have some food. We're watching some old school as we speak. We're sitting around and we're talking about tonight's matchup. We're talking about other things that happened this weekend as well coming up.
Yeah, so nice.
And we've also got our Rick Jackson man on the scene talking right now, live from the Prudential Center.
Have you said anything about the Insecurio on iTunes or SoundCloud to anybody out there?
And it's really, I was talking to two people out there. There's a couple people out there with their kids. They were talking about when we said that we were from the Philadelphia area. And I said that I was going live on the podcast tonight. I said it's available on iTunes and, of course, SoundCloud. Getting the name out there. Everybody knows who we are. And, of course, everybody's very welcoming here in Newark, New Jersey. And hopefully get some more subscribers as well. They're very interested. I told them I was going live tonight with you guys.
That is awesome.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick Ryan.
Also, everybody out there, if you guys listening to the podcast, please, if you guys are feel free to go on my personal page. I'll have many photos tonight that I'll be sending everybody for the pay-per-view live on the floor.
Any more questions for Rick?
Good. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, if you can, I'll call back near the end of the show and when we do our ending of the show and all.
We do our wrap-up.
Yes, absolutely. I'll give you guys a call as soon as the pay-per-view is on and I'm on my way back to the 6-1-0. But in the meantime tonight, guys, this is Rick Ryan reporting from the Prudential Center here in Newark, New Jersey.
Hey, Rick.
Here we go. Get ready for the 2018 WWE Backlash.
All right, thank you, Rick Riott.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
Right out.
Okay. That was
fun. I remember this match.
Was Rick Riott.
Was that good?
That was great.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right, guys. I'm going to head back.
So we got just had Rick Riott on.
Rick Riott calling us live.
So we'll come back
Center.
Again tonight, and we'll figure out how we'll do this better. Okay, the next match is Charlotte versus Carmella for the SmackDown Women's title. Women's Revolution here, guys. So I am thinking goodbye, Carmella. Hello, Charlotte. Bring the title back.
Have another reign.
I think to give her the reign, I think it will make her a lot stronger on the show. Because I like Carmella. I think she's great. But she's missing something. I think she's missing
something that je ne sais quoi.
Yes.
That's something that I don't know what it is, but something.
Correct.
I know what she's missing. I know what she's missing. She's missing a male manager.
Oh.
I know where you're getting at.
Ellsworth.
Yes.
Ellsworth. Dude. Because she was more over when James Ellsworth was there.
And she got more heat when he went up that ladder, grabbed that suitcase, brought it down.
And dropped it to her.
And everybody in the world started being snowflakes. Yes, I called you snowflakes. So I'm thinking Charlotte's going to win the title tonight.
Carmella's winning.
Oh.
Why?
Because the Iconics are going to come out and call Charlotte that.
You know
exactly. That's what
there
I was
thinking.
I'm going with Carmella.
But,
that's with Carmella.
But you got Becky and you got the Emperor.
Right.
Queen.
That's what's going to start the
Empress of Tomorrow?
Yeah, whatever her name is. I'm not a fan, so.
Asuka? I love Asuka.
You can have her.
Because nobody is ready for Asuka.
I'm not ready.
I have the exact same reason with the Iconics. I think there's a possibility.
But
like
that's
you,
too many.
Playing off of what you were saying, off of she's missing something, I think there's a good possibility of her and the Iconics getting together.
That would be cool, but I think her losing the title will build her.
I think they'll save that for a larger venue.
Because I see the possibility of Charlotte and Becky teaming up
mm-hmm.
and them actually starting a women's tag division.
Yep.
So,
which I think would be great for Becky because they need to do something with her. She is way too talented for her to not be
doing
a
something.
Title holder of some sort. To just be a jobber, an occasional winner.
Yeah. I think Becky will be good. I think she would be great taking on Charlotte for the title. I think
again?
She
again?
Yes. Again. I think because they weren't together for how long?
You know what? I agree with you there. But I also feel that if they brought in the tag titles that they're trying to for the women, like TNA did, and all the other places did, it would work.
Mm-hmm.
But the first two they would put over would be the Iconics.
Yes.
What do you think, Walker?
Yeah.
I'm going with Carmella.
Carmella?
Yeah, here's my reasoning why, because I think the Iconics are going to interfere, and that's the whole thing why I went with that.
But right now, we're all talking about interfering. You can't have so much interference on a whole show.
Why not?
Why not?
Because WrestleMania didn't go the direction anybody thought it was going to for half the matches.
I never took it. It was the worst WrestleMania ever, so.
As of late, you can't really call what you think. I mean, using common sense and business sense
doesn't work
anymore.
Why do you think I want my argument with Alexa Bliss right there?
I mean, there's
how about
more.
You, Greek?
I went with Flair, but I don't think she's winning the title. I think she's gonna.
It's gonna be a DQ situation.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair enough.
Iconics are going to get involved, beat up on Flair, break her up a little bit. Becky's going to come out and save it. We're going to have a women's tag team division. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll even get lucky and have Bayley and Sasha kissy-kissy makeup again and make their own tag team. And Sasha just needs to go somewhere.
Sasha's only there with her uncle.
What's the next match, James?
What do we got?
The next match is a tag team match. It's Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
With the build-up that they've had for building up both Lashley and Braun, if they lose, it will be a giant mistake.
Oh, yes.
So,
unless it's, again, some sort of DQ situation. Mm-hmm. Count out, something. But it's going to be something that will still put Lashley and Braun over, in a sense.
Yes.
Anybody else disagree with that?
No.
I just think this is just a stupid match to have on a card.
I think it's just filler, basically.
It is a filler.
I just call it a filler.
But they don't have anything from Raw. They don't have anything from Braun Strowman to do right now.
It is. It was a
just
man
to
last
kick
time.
Butt
it wasn't.
And kick ass.
Yes,
hold up.
Yeah,
hold up.
Wait.
Stop a minute. You guys are fighting. Stop. I think Braun Strowman has nothing. They don't have anything for Braun Strowman to do until Brock Lesnar leaves.
Or Braun takes
the title. Brock just signed a brand new contract, so Brock's not leaving for a while.
For a while.
I think him having the title is stupid. And I think that's one of the reasons why they co-brand everything. Now they have a title.
Yeah, you know Brock ain't going to defend it until a major pay-per-view.
Yeah, sounds like it. Now, what were you guys fighting about?
I said it ain't a rematch because they had a six-man last week between Reigns, Strowman, and Lashley taking on Owens, Jinder, and Zayn.
That was the week before. This past week, it was a tag team match.
Yes.
Because
it was correct.
Owens and Zayn had Angle on their show, and they were mocking Angle.
You got our point. So he put him in that match. Sorry about that. You're right.
Strowman had a lot of fun with Kevin Owens.
All
right. That was hilarious as hell.
Sorry about that, James. You were right.
Good.
Sorry about that, bud.
What else is new?
So, Charlotte and...
Tag match. We were talking about
the tag match. That's what it was.
That's what we had to argument.
Tag match. Okay. Looks like Sammy and Kevin's not going to go past fifth grade here. So, what do you think?
I think Strowman and Lashley are going to win again.
Why?
Because that's who they like.
Because they're going to get their hands. Get
like
these
Alexa.
Hands. So,
She's getting more than his hands.
She's getting the whole choo-choo.
No, she just hits the button. It's like, oh, this is where I pooped out. Poop.com. What was that thing from? It was one of Kevin Smith's things. Was it poop.com?
It's
poopshoot.com.
Oh, yeah. Movie. Poopshoot.com.
Yes.
All right, what's the next match?
I thought you were in the movie.
Oh, did everybody get that?
I mean, we all are pretty much in the unanimous agreement as far as Lashley and Braun.
Big Kaz versus Daniel Bryan.
Ha.
Daniel.
Okay, first, why Kaz?
Returning.
Daniel Bryan returned too.
Who?
Daniel Bryan returned too.
But Daniel Bryan right now is so hot he could take a loss and it won't matter.
Yeah, he doesn't need the push. Kaz does.
No, Kaz does.
But I'm not done. I think this is what's going to happen.
Okay.
But if you listen to me, Kaz wins with the help of The Miz.
I think Enzo comes out.
Really?
No.
He's still in a retard right now, man.
No, he's not.
Actually,
no, they're still investigating him now. They just
he got all dropped.
He got dropped.
I thought he was getting investigated again.
Nope, that is not.
He got dropped. She lied.
Not that hot.
Like every single thing. Free Bill Cosby. Hashtag Bill Cosby. Free him now.
Put in pop. Hashtag cheap pop and catering.
It's not my fault. They took roofies.
Hey, man,
you don't know what you put
in that pudding. That's all I'm saying.
So you say no to drugs. You don't take stuff from strangers.
All right,
you just get raped. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, Snitsky.
Wasn't his fault.
So, what'd you think? Kaz? Why?
Because he needs the push.
He does
Bryant
need the push.
Bryant doesn't.
True.
I think that's my answer, Cass.
Yeah.
Cass?
I said Daniel.
Why?
Let's see. He's going to just bury Big Cass. He's so green. And he's going to bury him even more.
Dude, he's stepping up.
And Cass was over so much. Okay, Daniel didn't do anything. So that's why I know how this is going to play out.
See, Big Cass had a couple great promos so far.
Yeah, so far.
Dude, out of his whole career, he couldn't talk.
No, he
shit.
Couldn't because Enzo was
because he wasn't allowed.
But he was just horrible when he did.
Yes.
How you doing? Like, he's got that thick Brooklyn accent.
Soft.
Dude.
Also stupid.
Yes.
But he's not Joey from Friends saying, how you doing?
No, he's legitimately from New York.
Yeah.
Whoopie-doo-da.
He's a New Yorker.
New Yorker, motherfucker.
So you're going with Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Okay, he did great in the Royal Rumble and grr. And,
wow.
So, but I don't think he needs to win. I think Kaz needs to push. If they're going to push a big man, Kaz should be getting pushed a little bit.
Yeah, and was that before he gets injured again? Because I see Big Kaz flopping again.
So
that's
you're
just
gonna
my
say
opinion.
You know what?
That's
no
just my
offense,
opinion.
I see him pulling a Sid.
So you think he's going to be the test of the group?
I think he's going to snap
Sid.
His leg.
Yeah.
The Sid of the group.
What, is he going to go play softball?
Maybe. Or bum on his ass.
Yeah. That's why I said I have a bad feeling that Kaz is going to flop again.
Mike the Greek.
When, Big Kaz.
What?
The thing is, they're trying to make him bigger and be the big man.
You're thinking he's going to be the top big man in the company?
Because guys like Undertaker.
He's not going to get a world title shot. Maybe get an Intercontinental. That's about it.
You mean U.S.?
U.S., Intercontinental, whatever.
I think he could be the Diesel to the Mrs.
Scott Hall?
Yeah. Because
Miz
is great when he has people behind him.
Yes.
And
but
he
doesn't want people behind him. That's
no.
his thing.
But he's great. Like, he got something to fall off of. If he's thinking he can work with anybody. And that's why I love
Axel,
Entourage.
Yeah, look what he did with Axel in Dallas.
WWE did wrong to them. They could have been pushed.
Adrian Adonis?
Okay, stop. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay, listen to me. Stop looking at the TV.
I'm hearing you.
So, I think The Miz bringing Kaz as his bodyguard will set up a title match between them two in the future.
The whole dudes with attitude type gimmick type thing.
Correct. Because that's what we're missing. We're missing feuds that make sense nowadays. Now they just throw a lot of things together.
You used to go out and have a story and that's it.
Give me a story. Show me something. Like how Seth Rollins and Finn Balor is. That story's getting to me. I'm like enjoying it. I'm
right.
ready to pop my collar and go, I'm down with this. But like, that's what they need. They need more stories. They don't use guys anymore. Joe, there's no story to the Roman Reigns thing.
Yeah.
Because they put him on SmackDown. And it's like, oh, then this story's going to be dead after Backlash.
Probably going to
have one with Daniel Bryan and The Miz, though.
Dude, that's going to be the future, and I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's where Big Cass would be great behind Miz.
I think
I think the
wife
would get involved in everything, too.
Yes.
And the kids fight each other.
That'd be great. 20 years from now, both of the kids are wrestling and beating hell out of one another.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my gosh. The women's match. So, what's next?
United States Championship, Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton.
Woo! This one right here, I don't know what's going to happen.
This could go either way.
No.
It can go.
It reminds me of Backlash 99.
Was that the match?
I don't know, but it has that era to it.
Okay. Yeah.
It could go either way.
See, Randy Orton doesn't need a title.
No.
He's over
Randy anyway. Freaking Orton.
Yeah.
It doesn't
he's
matter.
So, Jeff Hardy doesn't need a title. He's so over. So, right now, just keeping the title on Jeff Hardy is good for business.
I flipped a coin on this one.
You flipped a coin?
Like, literally, I flipped a coin.
Did you, like, RKO it, too?
Mm-hmm. Out of just nowhere?
Out of nowhere.
Let me guess, heads with Jeff, tails with Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I think I went with Orton, so.
I figured
that's what I went with, because really.
It's not easy to pick.
Because you could go either way with this. Yeah. Orton doesn't need a title, but also, Jeff doesn't need a title, but also, they put the title on Jeff to make him a Grand Slam, so are they going to keep it and let him run this title out, or are they going to throw it over to Orton? It could go either way, because I feel the only reason why they handed it over to Jeff was so he got the Grand Slam name.
See, right now, they should have made it a triple threat and put Shelton Benjamin in there.
See, now that would have made more sense.
That would have. I could see this as a match of the night, though.
Because Shelton needs a title. Because he's not... Shelton needs a title. He's over, but he's not there.
You know who's in the title? Titus.
Oh my gosh, he might slip and fall and have a slip and slide.
World slide!
He's like, D-Von, get Titus, the tables.
Titus, world slide?
D-Von, get the tables. Nah, Titus already has it.
Oh, I can't wait. I hope Bubbles at HOH and go, somebody get the tables. So I was like, Titus got him. So, we all agreement that none of them need to win this match.
We can go either way.
We can go either way.
50-50.
Yeah, that's 50-50 on that one.
I just want points.
I'm going with Hardy.
Hardy.
You got to be the oddball, right?
Well, because...
I went with Hardy, too.
I went with Hardy.
Because to move the title around, that hurts the coin. Moving the title hurts the championship to me.
Yeah. So,
You didn't. You went with Orton.
Did I?
Yes. Well, he's still got time. He wants to change it.
Oh. Yeah, I got time to change it. I think I'm going with Jeff. Fix that. And I might change, I know we're on live. I'm changing my picks. I'm thinking I'm going back with Carmella winning this.
Back to Carmella?
Yeah. So if nobody understands, I have a league running. So you pick your matches, you go on the Instagram page, you put your matches in, and then whoever wins gets points and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so what's the next match?
Well, I'm actually going to skip the next match because that's going to be the bigger match. The pre-show match, which is Bayley versus Ruby Riott, is what we'll talk about now.
This match doesn't mean anything. This is just a filler for the pre-show, and I'm going with Ruby Riott.
Same here.
Ruby.
Yeah, Ruby.
Going with Ruby.
Bayley.
What? Explain why.
We have a turn, and Bayley joins the Riott squad.
Because Bayley is going to have a heel turn really soon.
You think she does?
I don't think.
She needs to.
She needs to.
For her career, she needs to.
Then we can get hashtag fuck hugs.
Fuck hugs. Hashtag fuck hugs. That's my thing. I hope everybody does it. Okay. What's next?
The WWE Championship match. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
You mean Nutamore?
Shinsuke Nakamura over with the Nutshasa.
So you're saying that Pearl Harbor is going to happen again and...
Nashasa, that's what it's called.
Nope. Not this time.
No.
I'm going
AJ.
Are
we going to go, he got no marbles?
I'm going with AJ.
He got no marbles?
No marbles.
If you get, did you get that quote?
I did.
What's it from?
You have no marbles.
Way old movie. I can't remember because my memory
is okay, shit. It's Major League 2.
Major League 2.
So, it's one of my favorite.
I'll tell you why all the shots to the head I'm talking.
So I love that. So I'm going with Nakamura winning the title because I think
so. You're going with the guy that you talk so much crap on, the guy
year.
That you hate
for 3 months,
the guy that you didn't want to win the Rumble, and you pissed, bitched, and moaned about it because you didn't like him winning the Rumble. But everybody else in this God-free world of America in this country knew that he was going to win the Rumble. Only to turn on everybody 2 months later.
You want to know why I'm picking him?
Why?
Because it makes sense of him winning the title right now. That I could bitch and cry.
I will agree with that.
And
I will agree
because,
with that.
Because, dude, too many times, now it's a no DQ. So I'm
right.
Not.
So it's in his favor.
Yes.
But it could go the other way as well.
It could go the
other way. Going the other way. That's why I'm picking AJ.
Yeah, but Nakamura has lost the last 2 times.
Here's the reason why I'm going with AJ. I can give my argument in. The reason I'm going with AJ is because. What happened with Joe and confronting him? That's when I went to the scene of going, well, we know AJ's winning because now you just set up Joe versus AJ down the road. That's the reason why I went with AJ Styles.
SummerSlam.
Because you set that up. it set that up that AJ's going to drop the title to Joe.
Right. God damn, now I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah, but there's other pay-per-views in between then where
AJ's going to keep it. I just don't see Nakamura winning.
You have the one in June, the one in July.
That's the reason why I don't see AJ Holmes.
Because now every pay-per-view here on out is
co-branded. Yep.
So, I mean, AJ's going to get a rematch against Nakamura.
No, I just don't see Nakamura winning because after Joe coming out. If Joe had not come out.
Just because I think Nakamura's going to win does not mean he's going to win the title.
So, like, now you got me thinking. You got me thinking.
Now, because if Joe had never came out, then I would have said Nakamura's winning that match.
What's a match we haven't seen in a long time for the title?
Miz versus AJ Styles.
We haven't seen a Fatal 4-Way in a long time.
No, we have not.
Joe, Nakamura, AJ versus
Miz or Daniel. You want to put him there?
Bobby Roode.
Bobby's on Raw.
Bobby Roode's on Raw.
So you got to throw
okay,
him out.
Okay, well, whoever the fourth one will be on SmackDown because we haven't seen them yet.
I said either Miz or maybe Daniel Bryan.
Throw Owens in there.
Raw. Throw Owens in there. Owens held the title.
Sorry,
Daniel held the title.
See, now I'm thinking, will Styles win? Now Nakamura is in my head like, what should I pick?
Yeah, like so, I said, just put it out there. If Joe had never came out and confronted AJ, put that thought in there.
Of course, that could be being thrown out there as a red herring to throw people off of Nakamura winning.
Maybe.
I'm going to go with AJ.
Nakamura has already lost two pay-per-views in a row to AJ.
Technically, it was a double count out, so that was a draw, so I don't count a draw as a loss, in my opinion. That's just my personal opinion.
So, I'm going to go with AJ.
I don't count a draw as a loss.
I'm going to go with Styles now.
So you change your pick to AJ?
Too much stuff in my head thinking. And it sucks sometimes.
Dave, go get the fire extinguisher.
But this is what my league is, you know what I mean? So it's like...
It's hard to
bet. I bet before the pay-per-view starts, I bet I'll change back to Nakamura. So what do you think?
If Nakamura doesn't win this time, then they might as well send him back to NXT. Because it means they have nothing for him and he's wasting his time. No, Nakamura needs to go back to New Japan.
Because Speaking of New Japan, I got news after this.
We don't do news on the show.
He was more respected in New Japan. He was
way over there.
He was way over. And some of his greatest matches were in New Japan, you know, sans AJ Styles.
Since coming to the States.
What was the Wrestle Kingdom 10?
Yep.
AJ Styles. Versus Nakamura.
Was a much better match than the one we watched at WrestleMania.
Which he was right to put us all to sleep.
No offense to WWE, but the product that New Japan has going on right now is a lot better than what WWE has because Chris Jericho returned last night to NJPW. Need I say more?
So, since I wasn't around for WrestleMania, I was in the hospital and all that.
But I did watch...
And hate to cut you off, glad that you're feeling better. We're glad that you're back. And we're glad that you look a lot better, too.
Oh, thanks.
Guys, that was my appointment. You were right about that match at WrestleMania.
Me watching WrestleMania, I was bored because it went too long. Or I was just out of it because I'm sick.
I think
they had you on drugs, too. So.
The Rumble match that happened last Friday from over in Saudi Arabia was a lot better than Mania, minus the cage match.
Yeah.
No, the cage match was cool because it just...
Not the finish.
I like the finish. Because it was Stone Cold and the whole Big Show all over again.
Yeah. I'm the one with JBL on Big Show. The cage one.
Well, the difference was JBL fell through the ring and crawled out. Yeah. We didn't know he crawled out. That was a great finish. Nobody knew he crawled out.
You could tell that Brock got hurt by that bump, though.
Yeah.
So, guys, I want to end this now because we have to get ready for the pay-per-view. So
we gotta get the food on Cheap Pop and Catering.
That was Blue Meanie's thing.
Yeah, thank you, Meanie.
Hashtag Meanie.
Cheap Pop and Catering.
So this is DB Richards,
James
Keener,
DRS
Haystack,
the Loop.
I thought you were Mike Greek.
Change his nickname again.
Gosh,
I'm never gonna start the whole thing over again.
That's Mike Greek. He changed
Mike
his name.
The Greek.
Mike the Greek. Okay, this is Mark's at a Roundtable. We'll talk to you after the pay-per-view.